Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
So in your Bible, in chapter number 3, the three Hebrew children are out there, the three Hebrew boys. Daniel has not shown up, but the indications are from the word of God that he was still in the city of Babylon. So they're out on the plains. He's not present. But remember what I said, even from this past weekend's message and last week's Wednesday night lesson. It's important for you to realize that what you are at that moment of faith and trial is what you have been prepared for way before then. If you bow down to it at that moment, then whatever you were doing before that didn't take. You better hear me. Because this church and you and me and other churches just like it and Christians, believers, true believers, are going to be put to the test in the days that are ahead more than you've ever seen. So all the government officials were required to show up. It wasn't just show up. All the government officials were required to show up and to do two things, the Bible says, to bow and worship, showing their allegiance to King Nebuchadnezzar and the idol that was made and put up in the plains of Shinar. Seven classes of government leaders are stated in this passage of Scripture that showed up for the dedication and the demonstration of their allegiance and respect for the statue that was made of gold. This was a show of religious and political submission to bow and to worship, to respect and to worship. That's the reason why I say political and religious. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the government of the Antichrist and the government, I don't care what they say, it is about God. You're not going to get rid of religion. In fact, the Antichrist is going to use religion to bring people together. So to bow is a political statement, forced to bow. To worship is a religious statement. So the image of gold, kind of sobering, isn't it? So the image of gold was in the likeness of King Nebuchadnezzar. And it stood, according to the scripture, 60 cubits by 6 cubits, or 90 feet tall. Now, the way that this is written, I'm going to show you this in just a second. The way that this is written is it is 60 cubits by 6 cubits, and then there is a third dimension of measurement that the width and the height become the same. It is a very slender 99. This is where you probably get the statement, your 90-foot Jesus is here, or whatever. Because this 90-foot tall statue is standing out in the middle of the plain. No trees, no nothing, just people. And the sun is shining, and the sun is hitting that glistening gold. And the people are mesmerized by this incredible edifice, ugly, gigantic statue, disproportionate. So you will see here in the measurement of the actual statue, foreshadowing of things to come. He said it's 60 cubits by 6 cubits, and then he says that the width of it, by the same standard of measurement, is involved in 6. But let's go a little deeper, because 60 cubits, 6 cubits, and the 6 instruments that are named that are to be played is the number of man identified in Revelation 13, 666. So you think it just showed up in Revelation 13? It was all the way back in the plains of Shinar. Look at Revelation. Now, this is important for you to get a hold of. I'm telling you, Please listen carefully and open your mind and your spirit up. Chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, verse 11 said, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him." So you're looking at the Antichrist and the false prophet. John calls him a beast. He calls the false prophet a beast as well. "And them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." So you've got the operation of the Antichrist, who comes in Revelation chapter 6, riding on a white horse with a bow and no arrows, the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, showing up here in Revelation 13 as the first beast, and the second one is the false prophet who commands and demands the worship of the first one, the Antichrist. Verse 13. "And he doth great wonders so that he maketh." Now, this is the false prophet. This is the religious connotation that is in the world today. "So he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Who else did that in the Bible? Elijah. So what is the devil doing? He just simply mocks everything that of which of God is real. So he calls fire down from heaven. How many of you know that's going to amaze a lot of the false prophets that made false predictions here recently? Verse 14, "And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth." He does what? What does he do? Come on, say it out loud. He deceiveth. Deceiveth. If we're seeing deception going on right now, how much deeper will the deception be by the time that people get to this place? And let me say to you that everything that the Antichrist uses not only is right now already in place, but everything he uses will be welcomed by the masses. How do you know that? Because it's not going to be something, first of all, he's not going to show up with a pitchfork and a pointed tail in a red jumpsuit. The Bible says, and Daniel will see this further in our study, that he comes speaking peaceably. He says, in fact, let me just go ahead just a little bit and tell you this. He will bring an end in a 7-year covenant of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. And as I speak here tonight, the president and those that are around him as counselors are already planning and have already communicated to Middle East countries that we're going back to that two-state solution. And the Palestinians are going to be at the table. Let's go on a little bit. "And he doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them which are on the earth by the means of those miracles." So if you're looking for miracles, show me something. The devil will show you everything you want if you'll believe him, bow down and worship him. But it's deeper than that. "The miracles which they had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast." Now that ought to throw a flag on you right there. "Which had the wound by a sword and did live." Don't have time to get into that. "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast." That the image of the beast, that the image, the icon. You're already used to icons. That's what you have on your little iPad and iPhone and Android. All those little apps, they're icons, they're images. We're already used to that. "So that he should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." So let me make it clear for you here tonight. Those that do not worship the beast, and I'm not just talking about him, but I'm talking about his policies and his religion and his economy, which you're about to see. If you do not worship, bow down and worship that, get in line with that, you will be killed. Now, the mere fact that you're sitting in this building and listening to me teach here tonight tells me this fact, that if you one time had access by the grace of God during the dispensation of grace to be able to say yes to Jesus Christ and you did not, When I read my Bible, I see those people being turned in over to the tormentors and missing. Will there be people saved? Yes, but you will be beheaded and killed for the cause of Christ. And most people are not prepared for that. Let's go a little deeper here, because this gets really intense. I had not seen this before. I'm going to point out one word to you in this next verse, verse 16. And he, the false prophet, the beast, causeth all, how many? Both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Not on. In. I had never read that before. In fact, I was reading a commentary and he was quoting this passage of scripture, and he says, notice the scripture says, not in, but on. So it's going to be a tattoo and all that. I said, I appreciate what you're saying. Let me go look at the scripture. And when I looked at the scripture, the Bible says in, not on. In your right hand, in your forehead. Are you tracking with me? Now, what's the result of that? They should receive their mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that hath the mark. Now, there's three components to this mark. He that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So some people have only wanted to say that the mark of the beast is 666, but there's three components to this. There's a mark, there's his name, there's his number. Verse 18 gives us clarity, because the Bible interprets the Bible. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. So I don't care how much the devil wants to be worshipped and how much the Antichrist wants to be worshipped. He will always be a 6 and never a 7. Let me make it clear for all of you and for me. We are but men and women, and we will never be a 7 except that Christ lives on the inside of us. It is the number of man, his number. So here he gives clarity to what the number is. So we don't know necessarily the mark, and we don't know necessarily the name, but we do understand what his number is, and it is 666. So, what is happening right now in relation to this? This all goes back all the way to the plains of Shinar in Babylon. There will be a commerce passport. A commerce passport. The Bible says no man will be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark, his name, or his number. You will not be able to buy or sell. And let me stop before all of you go off the rail. I do not believe that the vaccine people are receiving is the mark of the beast. But you do not look at that and see what's happening and see the global effect of that and the demand of that and people being chained into it, and it not look into the scripture here and see what will happen in the future. Because here's the deal. And when I was reading this again, and I've read it hundreds of times and preached on it, we have to have now a travel passport if you're going to get on a plane, especially going overseas. I'm just telling you, God knew where to drop me when I was born, where we are not in the distress that is happening in many other states in our union.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.